إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار، وبعد. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead Him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide Him. And I publicly, without any coercion, without any compulsion, bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He's alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam is His abd and His rasul, His slave and His messenger. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah Ta'ala, Al-Qur'an. And the best of guidance is the guidance and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an accursed and wretched innovation. And every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we came to this deen, for those of us who are reverts, we made the statement, the most beautiful statement, the most auspicious of statements, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on our pronouncement of this kalimatun tayyiba, this beautiful phrase that will allow us to go to Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on our statement, did away with all of our sins of the past, did away with all of the kufr and the shirk and all of the things of abominations and lewdness that we perform, whether by statements or by actions. Whether by statements or by actions, those things were done away with. On the pronouncement of this statement, La ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow us, if we fulfill the conditions, to go into the Jannah. That thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for His righteous servants. But as one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's student said, when he was asked, whose name was Wahb ibn Munabbih radiallahu anhu of the Tabi'un, he was asked about al-Iman, La ilaha illallah, alaysa la ilaha illallah miftahul Jannah, is not La ilaha illallah the key to paradise? Qala bala. He said, of course. Of course La ilaha illallah is the miftah or the key to Jannah. He said, of course. Walakin likulli miftahin lahu asnan. Iza atayta bi miftahin lahu asnan, futiha lak. Wa illa lam yuftah. He said, of course, that this La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise. But every key has teeth. And if you come with the key that has the ridges or the teeth, then Jannah, paradise, will be open for you. But if not, it will not be open for you. Inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, this statement, La ilaha illallah, as this illustrious tabi'i from the tabi'un said, that has conditions, this illustrious statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter you into the Jannah if you have ikhlas in your heart and the other conditions that involve you going to Jannah, inshaAllah subhanahu wa ta'ala you will enter if you come with the key with the teeth. And part of the ridges or the teeth on the key is al-wala wal-bara. Al-wala wal-bara. This is one of the conditions that we must have in order to enter into La ilaha illallah and its completion. And al-wala is loyalty to the Muslim. And al-bara is disavowment to the kuffar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us to have love and compassion among ourselves. And He has made it for us as a part of this statement, La ilaha illallah, to have hatred and enmity towards those who make war on La ilaha illallah. Those who make war on this deen. Those who are opposed to this deen. It is a part of our La ilaha illallah that we have enmity, rancor and hatred to those who oppose it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic narration collected by some of the Ashab al-Sunan, he said, and this hadith, alhamdulillah, has an authentic chain. He said, أفضل العرى الإيمان. And in another narration, أحسن العرى الإيمان. That the best of handholds of Iman is al-muwalatu fi Allah, wal-mu'adatu fi Allah, wal-hubbu fi Allah, wal-bughdu fi Allah. That it is having loyalty for Allah, having companionship and deep companionship and friendship for Allah, and having enmity for Allah, meaning for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah, and having love for Allah, and having hatred for Allah. This is the best handhold that we can have, the most superior of handholds that we can have, the most handsome of handholds that we can grasp onto, which is having wilaya or muwalat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having loyalty for the pleasure of Allah and only for Allah. And that is only for the Muslims and those who believe. In contrast to those individuals who are opposed to Islam, we're supposed to have mu'adat, hate hatred and enmity towards those who are opposed to this being. This is a part of our iman and this is the handhold that we must grab onto. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ وِثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever disbelieves in the taghut and believes in Allah and holds on to that firm handhold that will never break, those are the individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided. Those who disbelieve in the taghut, who forsake the taghut, who forsake the shayateen among the jinn and the ins, among the jinn and the human beings, and believe in Allah. So this statement, La ilaha illallah, is twofold. Number one, we negate everything that the kuffar come with, because what they come with is from ash-shaytan. We say, La ilaha, there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. That just doesn't go for Christianity. That just doesn't go for Judaism. That just doesn't go for Buddhism or Sikhism or any other ism. That goes for democracy. That goes for any other thing other than La ilaha illallah. La ilaha, nothing is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have this condition of loyalty and friendship to the Muslims and disavowment to the kuffar, then our statement, La ilaha illallah, is not complete. How is it, brothers and sisters in Islam, that in this month, the month of November here in the United States, that Muslims can rush for the presidential election and vote for the kuffar? How is it that you who claim to, with your hearts and with your tongues, believe and say, La ilaha illallah, rush to the polls to vote for a kafir, whether he is white, whether he is black, whether he is brown, whether he is orange, whether he is polka dot, whether he is transparent? Kufr is kufr is kufr is kufr is kufr. And all of those parties, whether they're the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party, or like in Roosevelt's time, the Vegetarian Party, or Ralph Nader's party, the Green Party, all of them are what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. They are the party of a shaitan. How is it that you can say La ilaha illallah and pull that lever for kufr? How can you take your hand, the hand that you eat the halal with, the hand that you drink the halal with, and use that hand for kufr to put a kafir over you when Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كَافِرِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah would never give the kuffar a way over the believers. Ever. How could you help the kuffar be over you? By a twist of the lever. This is a violation, brothers and sisters in Islam, of al-wala wa bara. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, in an authentic hadith collected by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, with an authentic chain, insha'Allah, he said, I said to Umar, radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ لِي كَاتِبًا نَصْرَانِيًّا. I have a Christian secretary. I have a Christian secretary. فَقَالَ عُمَر رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ. And Umar said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, مَا لَكَ قَاتَبَكَ اللَّهُ. What's wrong with you? May Allah fight you. This is what the companion said to the other companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the matter with you, Ya Aba Musa al-Ash'ari? What did Umar mean, رضي الله تعالى عنه? He said, أَمَا سَمِعْتَ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ. Haven't you heard what Allah says in His book? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. O you who believe, if you really believe, O you who believe, if you really believe, if you really believe in the statement that will allow you to go to Jannah, La ilaha illallah, O you who really believe, to test your belief, to test your iman, don't take the Jews and the Christians as awliya. They are awliya one of another. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in explaining what this ayah means, so that we don't have to be confused by the ignorant Muslims who change the meaning, who make tahreef, who alter the meaning of what Allah meant when He says, Wali of Allah, Awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, the protectors of Allah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave us the meaning of that ayah in his reprimanding Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. أَلَتَّخَذْتَ حَنِيفًا. Why didn't you hire a Muslim? Why didn't you hire an upright, righteous individual who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why didn't you do that? And then Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, li kitabatuhu wa lahu deenuhu. He said, O Commander of the Faithful, to me is his writing skills. To me is his ability to use the internet on the computer. To me is only his skills of secretarial artistic ability. That's it. That's all I want. And to him is his deen. I'm not concerned about his deen. His deen is with him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. All I want him to do is write some things for me. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in explaining the meaning of this ayah, so that none of us who came after him and them, the best people after the prophets and the messengers, would be confused, would have any cloudiness or vagary ever, ever. La ukrimhum. La ukrimhum is ahanahum Allah. I don't honor anyone who Allah dishonors. Is not Bill Clinton dishonored by Allah? Is not Ralph Nader dishonored by Allah? Is not Ralph Perot, or whatever his name is, Ross Perot, dishonored by Allah? Aren't the kuffar, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the worst of creatures. They are the party of Satan. Aren't they dishonored by Allah? Listen to the words of Umar. And then Umar continued his tafsir. His tafsir of that illustrious ayah. وَلَا أُعِزُّهُمْ إِذْ أَذَلَّهُمُ اللَّهُ. And I don't hold in esteem whom Allah has debased and humiliated. وَلَا أُدْنِيهِمْ إِذْ أَقْصَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. And I don't bring close to me those whom Allah has made remote, those who Allah has casted far away. This is the reply of one Sahabi who loved his brother in Islam, the other Sahabi. How much more us, brothers and sisters in Islam? How could you go out and take what you call a halal turkey and go to your mother's house on this day called Thanksgiving, a day that has its roots in shirk, no matter what your niyyah was, trying to bring your father to Islam, your mother to Islam? How could you take a turkey and slaughter it with your family, kuffar, when the origin of Thanksgiving is not from the pilgrims? The origin of Thanksgiving is from the Greek goddess of agriculture, of which the people used to worship in the time. It is from shirk. When Imam Malik's students, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he said, من قطع بالتيخ في أعيادهم فكأنما ذبح خنزيرا. Whoever slices a watermelon during one of the pagan festivals of those kuffar, it is like he has slaughtered a pig. Whoever just slices it, not eats it, whoever slices a watermelon during one of their holidays, it is as though he has slaughtered a pig. This is La ilaha illallah, brothers. This is La ilaha illallah, that you forsake and have enmity and hatred to all those things that are worshipped other than Allah. Is not democracy worshipped? Don't you say with your mouth, some of you who are weak of iman, wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best who's weak. Don't some of you say, that's unconstitutional, as though you mean, that's haram. That's haram. Have you not taken this pseudo religious document called the United States Constitution and raised it up to or above the Quran? If you've done this, brothers and sisters in Islam, you have violated your kalima. I did not say you're kuffar. I said you have violated your kalima because one of the ridges, one of the teeth are missing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our heart firm on His deen and His obedience. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah تبارك وتعالى has mentioned in His book in many, many places how we should behave with those individuals who make war on the Muslims. Those individuals who take this deen as a game and a joke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Ibrahim used to make dua istighfar for his father. وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمْ مَوْعِدَةٌ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّهِ. And the dua of forgiveness of Ibrahim for his father was only because of promise that he had made for his father. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوِّ اللَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. But when Ibrahim, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ, the one who was always giving, making dua, earnest dua, sincere dua, and was always clement and forbearing, the one whom Allah says, قَدْ لَكَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, the one who you have the best example in him and those who were with him. This is Ibrahim, our father. When it became clear to Ibrahim, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا كَذَلِكَ, that his father was an enemy of Allah, تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ, he made bara. He made bara. He didn't make wala. He made bara to his own daddy, to his own father, to his own baba, to his own whatever you want to call him in your language. He made bara to his father, his own flesh and blood father. How much more Bill Clinton? How much more Ralph Nader? How much more whoever, Dole, Bole, Joe, whoever they are, all of them are of one party, which is the Hizb al-Shaytan. أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And the party of Shaytan are the losers. Some of us make the flimsy excuse that we're using tuqya, that we're using tuqya, that we're in a state of danger, that we're afraid that if we don't run to the kuffar, they will kill us. Or if we don't run to the kuffar for assistance, they won't help us. or they won't give us the assistance that we need, or we'll fail in our mission in America, or wherever. Some of us use this excuse that I really don't believe in that stuff. I'm only acting like I believe it. وعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, ليست التقية بالعمل ولكن التقية باللسان. He said that التقية, faking and feigning that you're with someone, is never ever with action. It's only with your tongue. And some of the companions of the past, like Abu Darda, and a hadith and an athar, inshallah, that is authentic, he said, إِنَّا لَنَكْشِرُ فِي وُجُوهِ أَقْوَامِ وَقُلُوبُنَا تَلْعَنُهُمْ. We used to smile in their faces, the faces of the enemy, but our hearts at the same time were cursing them. Is that what you do when you go to the polls? Is that what you do when you go to support them? Is that what you do? You really curse them in your heart? If you do, and you felt danger before in doing that, then you're saved, inshallah. But if not, you're supposed to make the barah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered all of the anbiya and the rusul to make. And you are not exempt because we said, La ilaha illallah. There's nothing worthy of worship, nothing, not something, nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested us to live in this kafir society. And because He has tested us to live in this kafir society, as He has tested those before us with their tests that were commensurate and in consonant to their iman, He has tested you and I. If we really want to have success, then we have to follow the way of the people of the past. It is not sufficient for us to say, I believe in the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I didn't slip with my tongue. It is not sufficient to say, we believe in the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad. I did not make a mistake. It is not sufficient for us to say, I follow the Quran and the Sunnah. I did not make a mistake. You have to add to that you have to follow the Quran and the Sunnah on the understanding and the practical application of the Sahaba and the true succeeding generations after them. And if you don't, your statement of La ilaha illallah, once again, is incomplete because you don't know how to deal with those people who are over you as a test. You won't know what to do, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the best example for us. He's the best example for us. But as a group of people in our jama'at, in our masajid, in our maraqiz, in our groups, in our masjids, in our Islamic centers, the example for us as a group are the Sahaba. That's our example. And until we find out what they did, how did they perform what they did in their time? How did they implement those ayat as Abu Musa was explained by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma? We will be losers. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تُوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. Whoever opposes the Messenger of Allah, whoever opposes Rasulullah, the one who you claim, who I claim, who we claim to love and follow, whoever opposes him, goes against him, after the guidance has been made clear to him, after the message has been made clear to him, after Islam has been made clear, cut to him or her, and then they follow a way other than the believers, who are the believers? The believers are the Sahaba. Those illustrious individuals whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best people are my generation. Then those who follow them, and then those who follow them. Whoever follows a way other than the believers, in what? In politics, in economics, in their social system, in their marriage, in their divorce, in everything, whoever opposes them and follows a way other than them, we will leave him to that which he made walatu. Those things that he befriended, we'll leave him, Allah says. We'll leave him with those things that he attached himself to and throw him or her into the hellfire. just because you didn't find out what the Sahaba did pertaining to politics. Just because you didn't find out what the Sahaba did pertaining to government. Just because you didn't find out what the Sahaba did pertaining to tyrannical leaders. Just because you didn't find out what the companions did and how was their comportment in reference to the ulama. We will leave him to that which he turned to and cast him into the hellfire which is befitting. And it is a hapless journey's end, a terrible end for anyone. There are no fire escapes in the hellfire, brothers and sisters. There are no fire escapes whatsoever. So if we claim and we believe in La ilaha illallah, let's attach ourselves to not just the Qur'an and not just as sunnah, but attach ourselves to the understanding of those people who came before us. This is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the way of the believers. And inshallah, in the weeks to come, we will continue this talk on al-wala wa bara, the condition, one of the conditions of our La ilaha illallah. We will continue it until it is driven into our chest like a knife, until it is cemented over our bodies so we can't move, and every movement that we make other than that will only be for that, which is the Qur'an, the authentic sunnah on the understanding of our rightly guided predecessors, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.